want to do something about the plastic waste problem before it ruins the world. We want to do something about the housing problem, housing deficiency in the world, and the explosion. As I mentioned, 160 million today, 360 million by 2050. And that's just in Africa, south of Sahara. And we want to create jobs, a lot of jobs, because jobs is security. And they're doing something for the planet. And then we have the fourth pillar of the company. And the fourth pillar, the corporate social responsibility. These four pillars we believe will help create a stable society. These are really important for us. These values our partners will have to take on as their own.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk to the passionate Frank Catalati, founder of Athalo, from plastic waste to modern houses. He joins us from Vardø, Norway, a small island in the Barents Sea. Welcome, Frank.
Thank you, Vidya. It's really nice to be here. I've really been looking forward to this talk.
I was fascinated when I looked up your town on the globe. You're pretty far up north there.
Yeah, we're as far north as you can get in mainland Europe. We're way above the Arctic Circle, and we are the only place in mainland Europe that by definition has the Arctic climate, which is we have no summer, which means we don't have over 10 degrees Celsius in average during the three summer months. But it's a really nice place. I love getting into history about my hometown, born here, back to the old Greeks who was visiting here. And they are the first to mention the holy mountain Dolmen and describe the entrance to the underworld. And they were the first to describe the people who lived here. They met the high, fair people who lived here, which had no word for war, but they all mastered magic. And throughout history, magic has been a key word for the population up here.
Do you still see the Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, the aurora up here, if it's not snowy or cloudy, you will see the aurora. I was out to film the aurora yesterday, but it started to cloud and get into snow. But up here, over the Barents Sea, and you see the green waves of the aurora, and almost, we call it the curtains, waving on the starry night sky, and you have this pink edge of the green curtains. That is amazing. If you don't believe in magic before, I promise you, you believe in magic and something bigger than yourself afterwards.
Now back to reality, the real reality. World Bank and Habitat for Humanity report that as of December 2018, 30% of the urban population lives in a slum. That is, every seventh person worldwide lives in a slum. As shocking as the number is, could you just tell our listeners, what is a slum?
What is slum? What is the absence of safety? What is the absence of clean water? What is absent of health? What is living in insecure environment? Not being able to have, you know that English term, my home is my castle. You're able to feel safe. What is the absence of safety? That is slum. Health problem or health issues, lack of water. It's a breeding ground for sickness, illnesses. And I might be jumping into things now, but during this pandemic we're in now, the COVID-19, it's been a huge, from both national governments and from the UN, a huge focus, or even bigger focus, on actually slums, because this is where the poorest and the one who has less means is packed together. Because in a slum, you have one shack, 6-8 people living in that one room, bad conditions, you have no clean water, you're not able to maintain
social distancing is non-existent.
No, it's non-existent. And you have this packed shack upon shack. This is breeding ground for epidemics. That is the most, I would say, the most scary thing. And even, again, maybe I'm jumping into things now. Slums, we tend to think about slums as we who are living in normal house. We have running water, we have healthcare, we have everything we need. And we believe that slum is poor people. Of course, we know that they have health issues. They're not able to have their keep the social distancing required. Being a breeding ground for diseases, it also affects. One, as you said, 1 in 7 live in slum. But even the 6 other can be affected by slums, since it's a breeding ground for other diseases, which hit anyone worldwide.
For people in the Western countries who haven't seen a slum, the first time they ever saw a slum was probably in the movie Slumdog Millionaire. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It was shot in one of the largest slums in Asia, Dharavi in Mumbai. And most of these slums, they're not typically dangerous. Most homes don't even have locks. The neighbors are very supportive of each other. And they are extremely, extremely poor people who struggle with everyday living, you know, going to work. Some are manufacturing units, which who manufacture their own homes, small-scale cottage industries. And so it is a completely different perspective than the high crime, poor areas that we see in other parts of the world. So a slum is typically in the urban population, right?
Yeah. It is, strangely, slum is a urban both situation and living. What we're seeing today is we have a population growth, but we also have urbanization where people move from the more rural areas, but they actually are able to maintain better living, and even though it might be poor, but as people tend to move into more urban areas, which creates slums. The promise of a better life, jobs are often in the bigger cities. It's really strange. We see that slums are growing into what we're seeing now. We've been discussing this with the UN, but as Africa, which we have until now had the main focus, and in particular, we started out in Kenya, in Nairobi. We had this first-hand view and discussion, and the UN showed us the slum of Kibera in Nairobi. And you see that, yes, we have a huge population growth in Africa as well. As people are, the population is growing more and more, goes into the big urban cities, urban centers, and that actually magnifies the problem of population growth, because population growth in the rural areas could be somewhat positive.